Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Market Close Report for Wednesday, the 19th of April. Well, the Aussie share market has had a pretty quiet week so far. That continues, but we still had a late flurry in the final few minutes of the session, and that meant that the ASX 200 rose by around 5 points, and that's a gain of less than a tenth of 1% to 7,365. Still doesn't change the fact that we've barely had any losses this whole month, in fact just three, and we are still on track for this to be the second best monthly advance for our market so far this year. Now, we had a very cautious trade in the United States last night, which barely budged, and this is perhaps ahead of the earnings season ramping up and also what's likely to be another interest rate hike in the United States in around 2 weeks' time. Now, if we look at the different sectors of our share market today, we actually had a sea of red. Most stocks and most sectors were down, and it really was just the mining sector that made all the difference, really carrying the ASX 200. So if it wasn't for the miners today, the market would certainly have been in negative territory. So they rose as a group by about 1%. Utilities, the smallest part of our market, up by a tenth of 1%, so that barely made any difference. And the worst performers, the consumer discretionary, those retail stocks that were down a little more than one. Everywhere else we had losses, which were very modest indeed. Now, if we look at some of the best performers on the share market today, though, right at the top of the list was actually Telix Pharmaceuticals. It rose in the order of 5.5% today, and it means in the last couple of sessions, it's improved by about 20%. The main reason for the gains came off the back of it achieving record sales of its prostate cancer imaging agent and some strong demand in the United States. We also had AMP lifting by around 3.5% today. Now, it came out with a quarterly update that was mixed, but it did include a slight growth in its loan book for AMP Bank. And while it did see outflows from its wealth management business, the amount of money leaving the group has slowed compared to a year earlier. Now, the mining sector, as I said, the big standouts, that's why BHP is on this list, up 1.5%, the biggest stock on our market. It made the most significant difference as well. Rio, Fortescue, South 32, some other winners. But then we had a number of companies that received price target upgrades from brokers. And this is basically where a broker predicts what the share price might do in 12 months' time. So a number of stocks received broker upgrades today, from IGO to BlueScope, Pilbara, Gold Road Resources, De Grey, Regis Resources, and also Sandfire. As far as the losers on our share market goes, the two worst, the Star Entertainment Group and Lake Resources, for very different reasons. Now, the Star Entertainment Group, it fell about 7.5% today. That's after making quite a significant cut to its profit expectations for the year. So it thinks it's going to make at best $310 million in profits this year. That is 15% less than what it was predicting 2 months ago. And if that ends up being realized, it would mean that its profits have halved compared to pre-COVID levels. So I'd blame this partly on a more cautious consumer, but also much tougher regulatory oversight. It also has announced some significant steps to cut costs, including 500 jobs. Lake Resources was down 8%, but this is the same stock that rose almost 20% on Monday because of some success extracting lithium in Argentina using new technology, which it described as a much more efficient way of collecting lithium. So it uses 1,000 times less land compared to traditional methods as far as what it did in recent times. Atlas Arteria, a stock we don't talk about very often, but it's a toll road operator that has all of its toll roads in Europe and the United States. Well, today it said that traffic has improved on the toll roads. Also, revenues have jumped because they're charging more for each toll. But the best performer ended up being a French toll road, and that seemed to be because of pension reform strikes. So in France, demonstrations seem to be quite commonplace, but the French government has increased the retirement age from 62 to 64, and it's resulted basically in large disruptions to rail services and public transportation. So people basically were forced onto the roads, and that actually helped Atlas. Washington H. Soul Pattinson, another underperformer today, down slightly though, did trade ex-dividend, so it actually fell less than the dividend payment, which isn't a bad thing. And also, this is a company that has stakes in a number of different investments, from New Hope to TPG, BHP, CSL, and Wesfarmers. This is a company that hasn't failed to pay a dividend, and it's been around for more than 100 years. Elsewhere, currency-wise, the Aussie dollar was mixed against most of the majors, falling against the pound, the euro, lifting against the Kiwi and the yen, and falling slightly against the US, sitting at 67.2 US cents. Now, looking forward from here, there is a lot to actually focus on tonight. Three things, really. updates on inflation in the UK and across the Eurozone for one. Secondly, we've got an update from the US Central Bank, the Fed Reserve Beige Book, which is out 8 times a year, and it basically gives us a bit of an idea of economic activity and conditions across the US economy. And third is the US earnings season ramping up. So Morgan Stanley will be out with its results, but also Tesla. That will be the big one that will be a talking point tomorrow. Now, on Thursday on our market, probably the big thing to watch will be the Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe, who has called a media briefing for midday Sydney time tomorrow. And he'll be discussing the review of the Reserve Bank. So we'll see what comes out of this. And also, as far as stocks go, Evolution, Rio, Santos, all out with quarterly updates. And the Bank of Queensland will be releasing half-year results. Now, these numbers were largely pre-released last week. So we'll see if anything interesting comes out of it. On that note, though, have a great evening, everyone. We'll do this again tomorrow.